All right, well, let's start it up. We got Sean Stellato in the building. Sean, how you doing, man? Handling business?
I am handling business.
Doesn't stop, huh?
Strictly business.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop. You know, competition never sleeps, and I'm excited. It's this has been obviously a whirlwind, but at the end of the day, I'm happy for my client. You sign up for this. You sign up for you coming in second to try to recruit a kid for the draft. You sign up for being a confidant through, you know, unprecedented moments. And you sign up for shining moments that, you know, could just happen in sport. And that's what makes football so special. Resiliency. And you always got to expect the unexpected. And I prepared my entire life to go after and recruit certain players. And Tommy is, I'm just so happy for the young man, how hard he's worked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, him and I, we share the same values. We're proud of our Italian heritage. And we're in demand right now, let's say the least.
I know, that's awesome. That's the first thing I wanted to ask you, is just like, it's been, because obviously, like you said, this is what you're like signing up for, but at the same time, this is on a whole nother level. I mean, this has been going absolutely viral. Like, I just want to know what you're feeling the day after all this happens. I mean, I see everybody posting it, ESPN, like you're everywhere. What's been the feeling? How many people are blowing up your phone? What's been going on in your world? Like, what do you...
I'll be very transparent. It's been insanity. The texts, the calls, the screenshots, seeing, you know, the Goodfellas with my head on, you know, one of the guys that didn't make it, you know, out of the movie, to the end of the movie. But in terms of, it's been fun to see. It's obviously this all transpiring on the week of the induction for the National Italian American Sports Hall of Fame. I feel like that's the work of our ancestors, you know, that came before us, that passed on.
Yeah.
The Italian gods, you know, wanting to kind of mix some things up. You know, the root of all our dreams come from family and who came before us. I am blessed to be able to do what I do, wake up every day. I've embraced the highs. I've embraced the lows. But at the end of the day, I've never been one to be complacent, to sit on my hands. And all this, you know, media attention is great, but I'm focused on servicing my clients on a daily basis. And being that confidant and protecting them and fighting for them on and off the field. Because, you know, Tommy's in demand. We're getting a lot of opportunities. We're picking and choosing. And, you know, obviously I think it's important to get out ahead of this if there's a story to tell. Because at the end of the day, you know, we can be a source of inspiration for all of those that you know, are going to come after us. And the fact of... way to preserve legacies is to try to do big things and talk about them. And I think that's what we're able to do through the game we both adore.
Yeah. Especially too, like you said, it's lining up perfect with the Sports Hall of Fame and like all the athletes over there, like how many people they inspired, and just to be honored with that is awesome. So I want to ask you a lot about the Italian side for sure. But as far as the Hall of Fame, just let people know a little bit more about that. Like, you know, I know, you know, Ron Onesti and what you got going on there and like just being inducted and your story with him.
So humbling. You know, every day when I wake up, I always stop my day vertical before I go horizontal. And my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, what he's done for my family, myself, you know, has given me strength in dark moments and humbled me in my moments of glory. My athletic career has been a little different. You know, I was undersized. I was small. My dad gave me a football at 6 years old, and he said, "Hey, you know, someone can outwork you. Someone can be smarter. No one can outwork you. Someone can be smarter, faster." And use it as your compass. And I always kind of took it in stride athletically. And I was fortunate enough to be privy to a major experience in high school, the title of my book, No Backing Down. And that's kind of the mantra, how I live my life, how I go after guys I recruit, the underdogs, the diamonds in the roughs. Those guys, we relate. We have a lot of a rapport together. I think that's important. That book is, you know, it's been a source of inspiration for a lot of people. I had an opportunity to go to a boarding school for 1 year called the Gunnery School. coincidentally, the owners of the Giants, the Tishes, went there, a lot older than me. But that year was the most pivotal year of my life. It changed me. It made me a lifelong learner, probably the best coach I've ever played for in terms of making me a student of the game, making me put a premium on education. Coach Hugh Caldera, good pride paisan, God rest his soul. I know he will be here in spirit on Friday night. And then I have an opportunity to be a dual Division I athlete. And that was special. And some of my closest relationships were formed there. And then having the opportunity to play pro ball under Jeff Brohm in the Arena League. Jeff's the current coach of Louisville. And it was just an amazing moment. And then I transitioned, you know, in terms of where I went from there. With the goal and the mindset, I would still play football if I could. I love the game. I still train like I'm playing. Yeah. As long as Tom Brady, you know, was playing, I had it in my head. There's still a shot. But in terms of the agent business, I saw Jerry Maguire in high school, and I said, you know what?
Great movie.
You know, the only difference, I wish his name was Jerry-O and not Jerry, you know, Paisan. But with regards to that, that really – I don't know. It touched me in a way like, wow, if I can't play, what can I do? I want to be on the business side.
Yeah.
And I flirted with going the grad assistant coaching. I said, you know what? My wife, I wanted to, you know, who I plan on marrying and having kids someday. I said, it's not fair to them. So I threw my hat in the agent ring, and it's been, you know, cutting teeth for the last 18 years.
Wow.
My own company, 10, you know, SES Sports, and I take pride in what I've built, the caliber of guys. I'm only as good as my guys, yeah. You know, and I have a good evaluation of talent. But in terms of this Hall of Fame, it's like to be able to, you know, to scale back and say, okay, 269 other men and women have been, anointed with this honor, and looking at Joe Montana, looking at Vince Lombardi, Dan Marino, Joe DiMaggio, Franco Harris. It's just like to stand on the shoulders of those great men. It's pretty special.
Yeah. It's an honor to have your name up there with them for sure.
It really is. And I'm just, to have my brother is going to be there. I'm, you know, my wife who, you know, who's Sicilian and Italian, my backbone, my spiritual rock. I owe a lot to her. She makes tremendous sacrifices raising my four daughters to be strong women and young women. I stand shoulder to shoulder with her. So, and then my mom and dad have been with me every step of the way. But obviously, even before my mom and dad, it's my grandparents,
yeah.
Pasquale and Letizia. He came over, you know, lowest possible means of ocean transport. 1,300 other immigrants on the SS Canopic, with the whole uncertainty, like what's going to happen.
And, yeah.
For him to do what he did and to make ends meet for my dad and his family, and for me to kind of just admire that heroic, actions of all our ancestors who came over for the American dream.
Yeah.
It's been special to preserve those legacies with them and,
yeah.
To celebrate. Friday is just going to be, with Tommy doing what he's doing, it's like the perfect Italian storm.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for a better moment, a better time. That's awesome. And just hearing you talk, I feel like you're definitely, you have all the values. Like you care about the values, you're honoring the sacrifices, you understand the opportunity, you're talking about God, family. And that's what we're about too. And that's what I love. And I just love hearing that out of your mouth and you reiterating it. And I think it's awesome. I also like too that you said how you kind of had the underdog, like, story, and I feel like that's kind of Tommy in a way too. So before getting a little bit of that, I want to talk, how'd you link up with Tommy to begin with, and was he looking for an Italian agent? Like, what was the
you know what, it's Tommy, you know, I represented his former teammate who was a third round pick, and okay. I think Tommy's a smart, really smart guy. I mean, yeah. You got to be able to comprehend a playbook at Syracuse and then comprehend another playbook in Illinois, making the jump to the most complex playbook in all of sports, an NFL playbook for a quarterback. I think Tommy saw the value in me being kind of that gritty boutique guy. Because, you know, let's face it, you get one chance to do this and go through that process.
Yeah.
Tommy had a bird's eye view of draft day. And which is a very humbling experience for everybody. You know, I fought, I scratched, I clawed, I yelled. I literally stood up on a desk yelling at a team. And 28 teams, you know, gave Tommy the Heisman. And I watched the young man, you know, his backstory being an Elite 11 kid, 2018, dark horse for the Heisman Trophy, going out to the Oregon Open, going against Tua and being the MVP. Those things didn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
Tommy has prepared a lifetime for these moments.
Yeah.
And let's face it, in sport, either you deliver on those moments or you don't. And that's how your really legacy is played. But through the game of football, resiliency, I think, is such a great, you know, factor in all of this. And that's what football teaches you. It teaches you resiliency.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy's had a lot of speed bumps. Syracuse, you know, you could get in and say, hey, it was the program and all that and point fingers. He hasn't done that. He's taken the high road.
That's awesome.
And that's what pros do. Illinois got an opportunity to reinvent himself and played against great conference in football. Then went out to the East-West Shrine Game and solidified himself there. Best quarterback there. A couple guys there got their name called.
Mm-hmm.
And what did we say? We didn't put that as, you know, not the traditional Italian all-time as you forget everything except the grudges. We said, you know what? We're going to continue to work. And all we need is one team going into the draft. That's what we came down to. So I think he saw the value in me and how much I care about my guys and how hard I was going to work for him. And I saw the value in him. I saw an absolute diamond in the rough. That the diamond was going to get just like a diamond coming to fruition. It needs all that pressure.
Yeah.
And some people feed off pressure like Tommy and I do, or others, you know, fold. And, we know, look at it, it's an opinion-based business. He's got to continue to grind. He's got to continue to improve weekly. And, he's staying in the playbook. He's staying in the, you know, film study. And I guess it's an exciting time.
Yeah, so that's where his head's at right now, just on to the next game.
Locked in. Mm-hmm. And we're picking and choosing, you know, where what brands we want to work with. And he's got a good judge of the brands he wants. And realizes that, you know, one of the greatest ever went through some, maybe similar, you know, early years when he was winning games was Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You know, everything was getting thrown. I grew up in New England. I heard all the stories. I had 14 Patriots that won Super Bowl rings on their last three Super Bowls. So, his family, that's a testament to how he was raised, though.
Yeah.
You know, his mom and dad, Lexi and Tommy Sr., they're phenomenal parents. Yeah. His late grandmother, you know, was so special to him. My late grandmother is my inspiration, my foundation of my faith. And my wife's taken that baton with faith in our family and really enabled me to really have a strong level of faith. Because let's face it, we're here, we're grinding, we've got goals and dreams, but at the end of the day, there's going to be hiccups and speed bumps that come along the way. If you don't have faith, it's that's a tough way to live. And as a football player, you got to have faith. So that's really, I put a premium on, you know, faith and family and football. And I think Tommy looks through the similar lenses and,
yeah,
you know, that's Italian magic right there.
Yeah, 100%. That's like one of the best things about the story with what you guys going on is the family. Like, you're kissing his dad and it's like going viral. And it's, I don't know, they just seem like they're so involved. And I'm just thinking about how you said, you know, we didn't get drafted, just how like humbling it was versus now how like crazy it's like highs and lows and the family's there for the whole ride. Like, what is like the whole family feeling for him too? You know what I mean? Like, is it, they feel his pain probably right in every like moment?
Yeah, know? They do. And, you know, as a proud dad of four children, that's our greatest accomplishments as parents. I know they're beaming with pride and I know they want the best for him. And they've made tremendous sacrifices. And let's face it, all Italians, moms, they're going to want their kids in the house till they're at least 40, right? I mean, maybe yeah. Have the wife or the girlfriend there as well have to be. And I think him being there, that's an extra security blanket. Being able to kind of go home and take the helmet off and being able to interact with people that raised you, people that gave you life, mm-hmm. people you love. I mean, it's hard when you're going through the highs and the lows of a pro athlete. Sometimes a lot of these guys don't get that opportunity to be home, like when you walk through that door and the home cooked meal and having your bed made or being able to sit down on the couch or having, let's face it, cleansing hugs. Italians, they hug and kiss. You know, when you care about people, that's what you do. And
yeah.
There isn't anything synthetic about I tell everybody, you know, they're like, what happened with that? I say, he kissed me first. I said, you know, I had to reciprocate because that's what we do as Italians. And that was a cool moment.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, you guys were, they're probably showing you guys more than they show Taylor Swift at freaking Chiefs games. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It's like the entertainment of the night. I mean, there was a few things, like they got you on the phone. And the one thing that was going viral when you're talking to Tommy, yeah. Then they got you guys kissing, then they got you guys doing the hand. There are so many like moments I've seen blown. There's another thing I was scrolling and it said, like Peyton Manning, you didn't like what the Manning said about you or something. I'm like, oh my God, what is going on?
Yeah,
this is going crazy.
I was disappointed, you know, to hear that from Peyton Manning. Let's face it, Peyton, hell of a football player, a lot of success, a lot of people look up to him. And I live my life of being curious, not judgmental.
Yeah.
And for him, never meeting me, being the dad of four daughters, and to make a statement like that.
Yeah, well, they said, I think they said like they had a source that gave them that name or something. What, I mean, who do you think could have?
I mean, I look at it as a source. What credibility? Show me some facts to back that up.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. What, because I wear a fedora, I had gold sneakers on, or, I mean, that's just... That's crazy. It was insulting to my wife and my kids. But look, I guess everybody's wired differently. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, I'm proud of my Italian heritage.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
proud. My dad's a first generation. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's something I showcase through a fedora.
Yeah,
you know, through my horn. I mean, that means a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate, but you know, I've always been one to count the wins, not the losses.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And it's, I think I was listening to you on another podcast and you just said how like Frank Sinatra inspired you and that's why you wore the fedora and things like that. Like, yeah. I love it personally. I think it's, you know, and I don't know. I mean, if it's giving you, I mean, it's getting attention too. People love it too. So
yeah, it's, you know, I've always admired, my wife thinks my first life was in the 1920s. So, cause I do like the fedoras. I like the 3-piece suits. But a lot of people don't know my late grandmother worked in a men's department store, Filene's Boston. I mean, this is how Italian and gritty she was. Those values that came across the Atlantic on that boat. She literally would walk a mile to the bus stop. She would take a bus to Wonderland, hop on a train and then train into downtown Boston. And she did that for like 40 or 50 hours a week up until she was 86 years old.
Wow.
And incredible widow for 37 years. So what I got to visit De La Salle Institute today and I got to, and I brought some goodies and gifts for the unified basketball team and the kids. And I just said, one kid's like, man, what can you do about anxiety? It's my wife calling. honey, I'm doing a live podcast, but I'm just answering the
tell
phone.
Tell her we said, hey.
They hardcore Italian said hello. They promised. Wow, she hung up on me. Jeez, my own. But one of the kids comes out and says, what do you do for anxiety? Like, how do you cope with it? Like,
yeah.
I said, you know what? I said, as an agent, I get agita. You know, I get anxious. But at the end of the day, I take a step back and I look around my man cave, my office, and I say, wow, I look at my grandparents, how happy they were together. And then I got a picture of the SS Conopic and just I think about like their levels of anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, and
you put it in perspective.
At my darkest days, I reflect on all those who sacrificed. And I mean, that, think about it. We got cell phones.
Yeah.
We've got cars, we got the, you know, I mean, nearly flying cars, you got, you know, toasters and refrigerators and just all the technical things you have at your fingertips.
Yeah, we had it easy compared to our ancestors.
Slaughtering animals in the backyard or, you know, walking 3 miles to the store. Or, I mean, just so I told him, I said, listen, you got to reflect on everybody. And he was a minority kid. I said, why don't you think back 100 years? Think back where you're ancestors came from, mm-hmm. and how the struggles they had, and then reflect to where you are at this moment and why you're so anxious.
Yeah,
I said, dude, you don't have any problems.
Yeah,
I said, you got school. When you walk through these doors, you got every resource you need resource to make something out of yourself. And the kids that can't understand that, I mean, it's, as we know, our adolescence feels like an eternity, but it's a heartbeat in life.
Yeah.
And I feel that's something where a lot of people live and regret as they get older, because they didn't listen to Frank Sinatra's song My Way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that's relatable, if they can kind of understand that.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking too, just as you were talking, like how to get more people to have that perspective and think that way, which, by the way, that's an awesome answer you gave on the spot to the kid. That's cool. Like, yeah, that's awesome.
It was. He kind of caught me off guard, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because I'd be lying to say if I don't get it, like sometimes anxiety, you know, you're going into a big meeting, huge game, you're recruiting a kid for 12 months.
Yeah.
Coming down to the final, you know, final decision. And, you know, but it's, you know, I guess experience creates wisdom, right?
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. I've had years. I wasn't always wired like that. So, but yeah, that's been a cool way to look through those lenses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think too, just like how you guys are playing into the heritage and roots and just doing the hand gesture, getting people thinking about their roots. I just feel like that helps a lot too, because it's not letting things die off. People are remembering where they came from. If people have a grandparent or something that's Italian, or even anybody's probably thinking about where they came from and their heritage when they see like you guys having fun with it. So I think it's awesome. You're kind of inspiring that way of thinking back again. So I appreciate everything you're doing with all that, you know.
It's my pleasure. And I appreciate what you guys are doing. You guys are proud of, you know, the heritage as well. And it's beautiful to see you guys really creating a brand and an image. And yeah, Tommy, I look at it like there's so many people in today's society that are just hurting. And there's so many underdogs out there that maybe never get that shot. And when people watch Tommy DeVito, part of them watch themselves.
Yeah.
Part of them, Tommy's giving a lot of people hope.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of kids hope. I mean, he's the second athlete out of Cedar Grove to really make it.
Yeah.
But he's far from, you know, he's far from content. Mm-hmm. So I think that's important. And then you look at the whole Italian heritage and the passion and the premiums Italian put on family. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
You know, Italians, what do we love? We love fashion. We love family. We love jewelry. Tutte. Sebastian is another one.
Yeah.
You know, I always admire him, how funny he is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's been interesting.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is maybe one thing, just with all this media attention and stuff right now, what do you think is one thing that you feel like people maybe don't understand about you or Tommy or the situation, what's going on, like behind the scenes, that you wish more people knew?
If they're not Italian, they're not going to truly understand. So
it's an Italian thing.
It's an Italian thing. I think, you know, look at, there's been a lot of, like, if you look at through time, where certain things of our focus through periods of history. And I think which makes the NFL so unique and different, there's roughly 1,696 jobs. There's not a lot of employment. Yeah. If you look at global populations, you know, probably over 8 billion now, just under. So for him to be able to travel the route he did and to be able to play in one of the biggest markets, boyhood team, local boy makes good. I just think it's a really cool story. And it's what makes the NFL so unique is that, in today's times, if you're talented and can play, there's ways to be discovered and found. And Tommy was on a lot of radars, though. And Tommy was definitely labeled by where he played at as a baller, as a gamer, as a kid that's poised under pressure and delivered in key moments. So I think his story is just really, it resonates with a lot of people. And it's the reason why, which makes the NFL so unique and cool and hip and just kind of a monopoly, you know, because they can, you know, you can go from overnight to 5,000 social media followers to six figures like that. If, I mean, you can, if your fans have access to you, you know, it makes the whole platform of the NFL a smaller place, which is what's great for the brand. It's great for the fans. It's great for the athletes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like I've seen you guys out a couple times. Has it been like, what's the response been just when you guys are out in New York, New Jersey? Like, are you getting swarmed with people? Like, are people, like, fans loving it? What's been the response?
They're absolutely loving it. I mean, he was in the airport. He had to kind of get escorted out by security. I mean, I was just at Gibson's, and I took 30 selfies. It was kind of funny. I'm his agent. That's it. I'm a dad of four, but I am getting inducted. So, but it was cool. I mean, it's definitely cool because it's something to talk about. It's fun. And I don't know. I have a passion for people. I love to see people happy.
Mm-hmm.
I love to see people's dreams come true and be a source of inspiration and motivation for, you know, maybe some Italian American younger kid that says, you know what, wow, that's cool. I want to be a sports agent someday.
Yeah.
You know, I want to go, awesome. I want to get inducted to the National Italian American Sports Hall of Fame. I mean, I'm not 6'4", 250 pounds. I grew up in royalty. You know, I did it through, you know, grit, resiliency, tenacity, you know, all the values that my ancestors carried across the Atlantic. And it definitely, it feels good.
Yeah,
you know, it really does. So
that's awesome, man. It's like the important traits pay off.
They really do.
Hard work, and yep. That's what I like to think too. Is like, you know, my grandfather worked hard. Like, you got to work hard. You know, there's no excuses. Just had all these values, and I feel like if you follow those values that they taught us and we're trying to teach us and honor them, I mean, it pays off. So
it really does.
That's awesome, man. I just love the story. And if there's anything you want to shout out, like your books or what you got going on next,
sure. I mean, No Backing Down, I'm passionate about. It's a nonfiction high school football story. It's kind of like a Friday Night Lights meets a team of Rudy's. 1696, 20, you know, witches were falsely accused in Salem, Massachusetts. And 302 years later, a football team was, you know, fighting for their lives. And all I'm trying to do is, God's blessed me to stay in the game this long, and I want to preserve the legacies of my teammates and coaches, mm-hmm. and my grandma that's affiliated with the story. I wasn't, you know, I had learning disabilities as a kid, so being able to put something out there that can inspire, touch, is important. The second is my daughter's, you know, autoimmune diseases, juvenile arthritis and celiac disease. We took our passion, you know, when she was in and out of children's hospital, I said, what do you want to do to start a movement? She said, Daddy, let's write a children's book together. Oh, wow. So we wrote My Gianna Football Magic, and it's been a cool project to work on with her. And then my other daughter, Sophia, wrote a picture book. She has celiac disease. So it's called Buddy in the Magic Ball, a Salem Witch's Tale. So I've been able to preserve the legacies of my youth coaches, my older brother, Mike, he was my first coach, which is cool. Those writings are just, they're a great way to expose those diseases because they're not overly publicized.
Yeah.
And the fact going into school systems and children's hospitals, those are things I'm real passionate about. If you want to follow me, Sean Stellato, SES on Instagram or at Sean Stellato, on Twitter or X. And, if you go to my website, SeanStellato.com, you can obviously pick up a copy of a book. And we run a football camp every summer. One day I've been doing for 15 years. We give out 70, 75 grants to kids.
Oh, wow.
And it's like Disney in a day. I could definitely see you guys set up there.
Yeah.
This year doing some cool stuff. And that's it. Outside of that, it's on New Orleans.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue to work, continue to grind, and just try to have a little fun along the way. And And just people that don't want to believe in it, you know, you're gonna try the sauce one of these days.
I love it, man, and I love that you give back too. And it's just all good stories and stuff all around. So really appreciate you coming on. Congrats again on the Hall of Fame and getting inducted. That's huge.
Thank you.
Congratulations, and you know, thanks so much for coming checking out the shop. We really appreciate it. And just working with us and, you know, supporting us too. We're a family business. It's awesome.
I see it, you know, coming in here, walking in here has been cool. And I appreciate you having me on, you know, talking about the Hall of Fame and some other stuff. I'm just very excited, very humbled. I can't say enough, especially how my wife, kids, my brother, Eric, my parents, D Money. I mean, there's just people coming out, some clients, Jonas Gray, you know, Tommy DeVito. He doesn't know this yet, but he's getting the National Italian American Rookie of the Year. And his parents are coming out to accept the award in his honor. So it's going to be cool. But I'm excited for we always, a lot of times, I'll end it on this. We always think about the final destination, you know, think about the goal, the end to get to the goal. But it's the journey is really between that time, between the goal and the beginning, in between. That's what really makes it unique. So I'm just trying to really, you know, soak it up. But the same token, it's, you know, you got to be the NFL. What have you done for me lately?
So, yeah, but true. But no, you're giving me goosebumps, man, talking about all this stuff. Like, it's awesome. You got a great mindset. I'm getting inspired just talking to you today, man. So
a lot of trials and tribulations, and you know, I guess at the end of the day, I live my life by the code as the best revenge is massive success.
Yeah.
So
Sinatra. Yep.
And no, it doesn't make sense to let negative thoughts in your mind to take up that real estate of people that don't believe in you, people that are going to try to make negative comments about you. But I brush it off.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't seem like pissed about it.
I was cool on the pressure as a player.
Yeah.
I had some historic moments as a football player when the pressure was on the line. And now, whatever pressure's on the line, it's, you know, I look at passion really, and bliss is not really work.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm a man of faith, and looking forward to the next chapter, and definitely so blessed, so humbled, and very appreciative to be going to be inducted into the National Italian American Sports Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And looking forward to it on Friday too. We'll definitely be there. So be great.
Awesome.
Thanks again, man.
My pleasure.
Yep. All right.
Oh, man.